Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Time is short, people. Your life is just a vapor. Red alert. This could be your last day. Red alert. The good things of this world are like the flowers. And everything else is just like the grass, whether it be the flowers or the grass, the beautiful things of the world or the boring things of the world, whatever it might be, it's all going to pass away. It's just fleeting and passing away. Where are you going to spend eternity? Quit being lied to. The God of this world is a liar, small g. He's a schemer. He's a deceiver. He's a planner. He's a hater. However, since he's a deceiver, he's going to come off as a good guy. He's going to come off as a nice guy. That's how Satan operates. Everybody's a good guy. Everybody's a nice guy. He's a friendly guy. He's a nice guy. Oh, he's such a happy guy. No. None of this has to do with the cross. Your goodness, your happiness, your niceness is not relevant. The fact of the matter is that you're a creation that needs to be saved. And your goodness and your righteousness is just that. It's yours. And it has nowhere to escape but to hell. You are doomed and you are condemned. Yes, you came into this world doomed and condemned. And it's only by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ do we get to get out of this place alive, meaning spiritually alive. He's died for every man. He's given every man a conscience. And every man will be held accountable to what he may know. I'm sure if you were brought up as a preacher's kid, you might be viewed a little differently by the Lord. As far as judgment comes, as if you were born in some slum in India. Yes. He tells us we'll be judged by what's in our heart. If we have never heard his word, he's going to judge you by the image of God that he put in you. Now, if you've heard his word, to whom much is given, much is expected, and you've denied his word, you say, I don't need a savior. I'm good enough. I'm a good person. Now, you have the noose around your neck because you've lost the whole idea of a Savior. You've lost the whole idea of Jesus. The fact is, none of our good works, none. Our good works are as filthy as rags. They're garbage. Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, went to the highest education. He had the highest education you possibly have. It said he learned at the feet of Gamaliel. And you can actually read about Gamaliel in history books. He was a big-time educator during that time. Paul said, I count it all dung. Everything I've ever learned, I count as dung for the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Jesus Christ in him only. He's the only way of escape. All day long, you have demons talking to you. Yes, you do. You have evil spirits tempting you, insinuating things. They'll set you up. Why not? It's war. It's war. And in war, you have lots of weapons. Now, our weapons, the Lord tells us in Ephesians 6, are all the attributes of Jesus. All good things that come from above. All good things that come from Jesus. The gospel. Your feet are shod in the gospel. The helmet of salvation to guard your mind. Yes. Your loins are girded about with truth. You have a shield. It's called the shield of faith. So you can put it up to defend yourself against all the flaming missiles of the enemy. And that's called, above all, the shield of faith. And you have the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. It's the thing that we could use to protect ourselves. And what is the Word of God? The Word of God is truth. And I want to show you what a liar is. We know what truth is. Truth is Jesus. What's a liar? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "He that says, I know him." So if you say, "I know Jesus, I trust in Jesus, I've gone to seminary, I know everything about Jesus, I've read all his stories, I've memorized all the Bible verses, I've gotten baptized, I'm all set. He that saith, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him." You know what that is, guys and gals? That is a form of godliness. That is a religion where you say, "I know him. I know all the traditions. I know all the rituals. I know what to say, what to do. I know how to behave around Christian people. I know how to look. I know how to comb my hair. I know how to dress. I know how to walk, how to talk. I know what verses to use, what verses to manipulate. I know all of it. But in my heart, I really don't want to keep God's commandments. In my heart, I want to do what I want to do. In my heart, I want to forgive who I want to forgive. In my heart, hey, who am I hurting with a little adultery? Who am I hurting with a little fornication? Who am I hurting? No one cares about it. It's consensual. We aren't hurting anybody. No, you're going against the commandments of God. Therefore, you are a liar if you say that you are a Christian. I'll read it again. "He that says, I know him," in other words, I know Jesus, "and keeps not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Here's another place where the truth is not in you. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves." You want to deceive yourself? Say you don't have any sin. "And the truth is not in us." And is it possible to make God a liar? Is it possible to make God a liar? Now, we know God can't lie, but let me read you this verse. This is in 1 John chapter 1, verse 10. "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." It's kind of like a play on words. Let me read it again. "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." In other words, that's a joke. To say you're not a sinner, to say you're perfect, to say you've arrived, you're actually making God a liar. You're making Jesus a liar. You're making the Holy Spirit a liar. Why? Because that was the whole objective of him coming. That you and I are loaded with sin. We didn't have to go anywhere to find it. It's in us naturally. By nature, it's all about me, myself, and I. Our sensuality is all geared towards pleasure. This is what we're born into, gang. It's called sin. Therefore, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us if we say we have not sinned. And I don't know about you, but I sure don't want to accuse God of lying, because he can't. Let me read a few more verses here. "Brethren, I do not write a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even unto now." Now, how do you hate your brother? How do you hate your sister? I'll tell you how you can hate them. Not just by hating them in the flesh. Let's say you're in sin and you're a Christian. If you drag another woman into fornication with you, you're hating her, gang. You think you're having fun? I don't care how much you and her are smiling. You hate her. You want to drag somebody else into gossip in your conversation? You hate that person. We have to look at everything we do and everybody we deal with through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Hatred is just not something in your heart where, oh, I despise that person, I want revenge. No, hatred is leading somebody away from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're setting somebody up for a temptation, you hate them. Again, if you're setting somebody up to gossip, you hate them. If you're setting somebody up for a sensual rendezvous, fornication, adultery, you hate them. You are taking on the nature of Satan. He that loves his brother abides in the light. See? If you love your brother, you're going to stay in the light. It's not about how you feel. It's about your relation to Jesus. Your relation to Jesus will be reflected in how you deal with people that are around you. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. If you stay in the Lord, if you take on the mind of Christ, if you wash in the Word of God, if you're daily baptized in the Holy Spirit, as John said, I baptize with water unto repentance, but one comes after me that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I want that baptism. I want to be washed by the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And the price that was paid to let that Holy Ghost free was the cross. Yes, when Jesus overcame sin and took on all the sins of the world on that cross, the Holy Spirit was let loose and faith enacts it. Believe what I'm saying. But he that hates his brother is in darkness. He that hates his brother is in darkness. You want to be in greed. You want to be in lust. You want to be in envy. You want to be in revenge. You want to be in unforgiveness. Well, then you're in darkness and you hate your brother. I don't care if you're smiling at your brother. I don't care if you truly love your brother. If you aren't in Jesus, you hate your brother. Now, you also have to remember everything in this Bible, or I'd say 95% of it, is geared towards the believer. Every book that Paul wrote were to the churches. John here is writing to the churches. This is all for believers. So I'm talking to you as a believer. If you are an unbeliever, you are going to hell. If you do not believe the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly if you've heard his word and you've rejected it. And the only thing I have to say to you is, what rises up in you when you hear about Jesus? Isn't that funny? It probably doesn't rise up in you for anything else, but all of a sudden you hear that name, Jesus. You have no problem using it as a curse word. But when you hear that word Jesus in the context of a Savior or a Messiah, something rises up on you. My question to you is, what do you think that is? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the devil. It's evil spirits. And you know what they're really saying to you? Let us alone. Get out of here, Jesus. We want to live our life. We want to do my thing. Get out of here. So if you want to repent of your sins, come to the Lord. He's real. Get on your knees as a form of humbling. Scream out to him. Beg him. He's King, he's Master, and he's Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.